Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3306, and today's date is March 15th, 2024, and the title of the episode is The Precipice. Emotions cloud judgment. Remain calm. We are here for a reason. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. The people now can see that the Great Reset that they're trying to push us into, the Green New Scam, is just that, a gigantic scam. And you need to really think about what they're really trying to do with all of this. They're trying to bring us back to the Dark Ages. They're trying to control everything that we do. They need to control the energy source, which allows them to control the people. They need to control the food supply, which enables them to control the people. And that's what this is all about. And everything that they've been doing right now is being exposed. People understand that this is not the way to go. And all the money that's being thrown at climate, the Green New Scam, is really not going to protect us from this terrible climate change. Because again, it was created by the deep state players to scare the people into doing what they wanted them to do. They wanted the people to accept the carbon tax. They wanted people to accept the control. They wanted people to accept everything that they were going to do. But it's completely and utterly falling apart. And there are countries that are fighting back. There are countries that are separating themselves from the private Western Central Bank fiat system. There are people around the world that are waking up left and right. And the problem for the deep state, for the central bank, the World Economic Forum, is they can't stop it. The more they do, the more money they launder, the more promises they make, and the more promises that they don't keep, the people start to see it, they start to understand it, and they understand who the liars are. Let's take, for example, the entire national electric vehicle infrastructure program that they said, oh, we're going to EVs and we need billions of dollars so we can set up chargers around the country. Well, 2 years ago, they got $5 billion so they can set up the charging systems around the country. Do you know how many they've built so far? Eight charging stations are getting built. This should tell you everything you need to know about what they're really doing. Everything that they have said is not what they're going to do. Because again, why would they want to build charging stations around the country if their real purpose is to bring us into smart cities? Because remember what Klaus Schwab said, that the highways, we're going to turn them into parks. Well, if you're going to turn them into parks, then why do you need the charging stations all around the country? You would only need them in the couple of smart cities that you're going to create. So that was a money grab, and that's what they're really doing. And I think people are starting to understand that everything that they're saying and their entire plans is not to make the economy better, not to make the world better. Actually, they're the ones who are destroying it. They're the ones who are making everyone's lives miserable. They're the ones who are destroying the economy. And every day that passes, you see it clearer and clearer. Take, for example, Tyson. Tyson is closing its facilities in Perry, Iowa, and laying off about 1,200 workers. Instead, they plan to hire thousands of new illegals. Remember, these people came into this country. They're invading our country. They're not here legally. They broke the law. And now they're going to hire these individuals in New York. Why? Because you can hire them a lot cheaper. Remember, they're not legally here. And of course, this is all part of their agenda. So once again, you can see the companies, they're working against the American people. They're not working with the American people. And the people, they see it all right now. They see the economy breaking down. They see who's responsible for it. Because remember, as Joe Biden continually tells everyone that everything is great, we got inflation under control, the economy's doing well, we created these jobs. As he keeps doing this, and he keeps telling people that everything is fantastic, the people are going to say, well, wait a minute, you think everything is fantastic, but I know people that have lost their jobs, or maybe the person's thinking this has lost their job, and every day that I go to the grocery store, every day I fill up my car, every day I just live my life, I notice that it's getting harder and harder, and I'm struggling right now. So Biden is out there telling everyone that everything is fine, but we're struggling. So he's completely detached from reality, or he has a different agenda. I think we know the answer to that. I think we know what their plan really is. And of course, when the people see the truth and they experience the truth, there's no lie that's going to convince them otherwise. But businesses are struggling, and we can see inflation, it's taking its toll on a lot of businesses. And what's very interesting is out in San Francisco, there are restaurants right now where they're doubling their food prices because they can't make ends meet. Wall Street Silver put this out on X and said $22 Burrito helped San Francisco restaurant break even from inflation. A restaurant in San Francisco Mission District is catching attention online after recently bumping the price of its signature burrito from $11 to $22. The owner of La Vega Burria says it's not an attempt to make more money, but an attempt to continue to break even as prices for everything rise. So really think about this. Restaurants now, they need to double the cost of their food just to break even. Are people going to be able to pay for this? Are people going to be able to afford this? Because think about your restaurant, think about fast food, think about everything. If they all have to double their price, are you going to go to these places? Most likely not. Because again, wages are not keeping up with what's really going. Remember, the central bank system in the very, very beginning, when we came off the gold standard, we had checks and balances. So gold and the paper currency, they were interlinked. The paper was hooked to gold. So once again, if that is the case, it keeps everything steady. But the central bank, what did they start to do back in the 70s or late 60s? They started to print. And they started to print a lot more of these pieces of paper than we had gold. Then you started to see a little bit of inflation. And of course, they said, oh, there's speculation in the market. Basically, what they're saying is, we don't want to give the gold back to all the different countries that are asking for it. So what we're going to do is we're going to detach the paper currency from gold. As soon as that happened, what did everyone experience? Inflation. And they needed the high interest rates to try to control the inflation. And people saw their wages go up at the same time, home prices go up at the same time, products go up at the same time. And in the very beginning, it was like a drug, and it felt incredible. Wow, look at this. My salary doubled. My house went up. I was paying a mortgage on, you know, a $25,000 home. Now my house is worth $50,000. My salary was at $5,000. Now I'm making $10,000. But again, the mortgage that I took out was based on the $25,000 and based on the $5,000 I was making. And over time, what happens is inflation continues. So people felt incredible, especially if they had a mortgage or if they had a car payment at the time. And at the end of the central bank system, it's very, very different. We have a huge amount of debt. Interest rates are back up. Wages are not keeping up with inflation, and people feel the pain. So in the beginning, people are happy. They feel, wow, this is incredible. At the end of their system, people feel the pain. And this is why the private world central bank needs some type of an event to cover up the destruction of their system. Because if they just let this play out, the whole system would just completely and utterly collapse. And their system always collapses under the weight of debt. Because in the end, what happens is to continually keep everything running, you need to continually print and print and print and print. And what happens is you need more and more and more of it, which means there's hyperinflation. We saw this in Weimar Germany. And you could see inflation is definitely moving up. Kobisi Letter on X put this out and said, the Fed has now CPI inflation data that is up for two straight months. Core CPI inflation that is nearly double their 2% target. PPI inflation jumping to 1.6% with the biggest increase in 6 months. Super core inflation at 6.9% on a three-month annualized basis. The Fed has to balance market expectations with what the data is saying. Right now, the data is saying that the fight against inflation is not over. Why do we need lower weights if a soft landing is likely? So once again, what do you think the Fed is going to do? Are they going to lower rates or are they going to increase rates? This should be very, very interesting moving forward, because once again, you can see the Fed has been lying. They've been telling us that inflation was under control. The Treasury's been telling us that everything is fine. We have a soft landing. And now we see the opposite happening. So again, is the Fed going to cut or are they going to raise rates? Because if they're going to stick to what they've been saying and inflation's picking up, they're actually going to have to raise rates as we go into the election. Or do you think they'll cut rates because they'll take a political side? That is going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump was talking about Social Security and Medicare. And he said, I will never do anything that will jeopardize or hurt Social Security or Medicare. We'll have to do it elsewhere, but we're not going to do anything to hurt them. We need to get rid of the waste. That's what he says. He says, there are so many things we can do. There's so much cutting and so much waste in so many other areas, but I'll never do anything to hurt Social Security. Now, of course, the Biden administration came out and they cut off the part where he says that we're going to get rid of waste. And Biden-Harris headquarters put out, there is a lot you can do in terms of cutting Social Security and Medicare. Well, that's not what Trump said. They lied. And Joe Biden responded to this. And of course, it's not him. It's his staffers. Not on my watch. So they took his quote and they completely fabricated it and made it what they wanted it to be. He was talking about waste in the system. Just like if you had a corporation, you get rid of the waste. I mean, look what the president of Argentina is doing. He's cutting out the waste. And what's happening with the country? It's improving every single day. So again, we have the Biden administration trying to manipulate and lie to the people about what Trump really said. And Trump, he's not getting rid of Medicare and Social Security. That would be a complete and utter disaster if you really think about it. But you can make them much more efficient by getting rid of all the crap. I mean, think about how much crap there is in government. Do we really need all the people working in government? Is the government a little too big? I do believe so. And I think as a businessman, what Trump is going to end up doing is he's going to be cutting, slashing, and yes, he's going to shrink government way, way down. Because again, who's really running things? It's the swamp creatures in government, the unelected people. And it's time to remove these people. Our founding fathers never wanted this whatsoever. They never wanted a central bank. They never wanted a private corporation to create our currency. The founding fathers wanted the people of this country to create their own currency and be in charge of the currency. And again, we could see what happened back in 1913. And moving forward, you could see this central bank system that we've been in destroys the country. And it just doesn't destroy this country. It has destroyed the world. And now Trump and the Patriots and many other leaders now are fighting against the private Western central bank. And I do believe that's what this fight is all about. Because once again, if Trump was going to go after the private Western central bank when he was in the White House, it would be a battle of all battles and it would be terrible. Because again, the private Western central bank, they don't want to give up control. But if you allow the enemy to do what they do best, to make them believe that they are bringing us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam, you allow them to bring down their own system and you use that against them. And you allow this to happen. You allow the other countries to see exactly what's happening with the creation of the fiat currency and how much debt the United States is going into. And the other countries around the world, they say, you know something, I'm seeing the writing on the wall here. I think we're going to go back to our local currency. We're not going to keep the Federal Reserve note in reserves anymore because we could see the writing on the wall. We see other countries then going to Bitcoin. Other countries are ramping up on gold. And you could see that countries around the world are protecting themselves. If you look at El Salvador, they have protected themselves against the private West Central Bank. Actually, they detached themselves from the private West Central Bank. IMF has loaned El Salvador quite a bit of cash, and El Salvador paid it all back and said, you know something, we're not taking any more loans from the IMF. We're going to use Bitcoin now to fund our nation, which means they have separated themselves from the private Western Central Bank. And now the president of El Salvador said, we decided to transfer a big chunk of our Bitcoin to Cold Wallet and store that Cold Wallet in a physical vault within our national territory. You can call it our first Bitcoin piggy bank. It's not much, but it's honest work. So basically, they're taking everything, they're bringing it offline and putting it in a safe on a device. So this way, they're keeping it safe. So this is very, very interesting. And I do believe you're going to see many other countries around the world most likely going to do the same thing. Now, it doesn't mean that every single country is going to use Bitcoin, but I think in the end, for trade, I think this is going to make it a lot easier for countries to do business. Because again, if you're using Bitcoin, which is decentralized, there's no private central bank controlling it. There's no loans or anything like that, like the IMF, the BIS, and the rest. Countries then can do business and they always know what's going on because there's a ledger that's always kept and the ledger is kept on servers around the world and they're always in sync. So I do believe this might be a very good alternative to what the private West Central Bank has set up, where the central bank controls everything and they can shut down things at a moment's notice, I think this might be the way to go. Now, I do believe that countries, they're going to keep gold in their vaults, physical gold, I'm not talking about paper, physical gold as an insurance policy. And they've been doing this for thousands of years. Even when we went full fiat, there are still countries, many of them, that keep gold and actually continually purchase gold over the many, many years. Because they know if the paper currency loses value, and we've seen this throughout history, it's not like it's something new. We've had many, many different currencies throughout history. And yes, they die off and new ones are born. And of course, the new ones are born when private West Central bankers come into power. But when you remove the private West Central Bank, well, that currency stays pretty much stable and the country does very, very well. But again, countries, they've seen this in the past and they know that they have to protect themselves. So I think these countries will continue to protect themselves and they can use the alternative currencies to do business between each other. And I do believe this is the direction the world is now heading in and we're seeing it start to take shape. And actually, Trump is already now saying, you know something, Bitcoin, we're not going to do much with it. In the very, very beginning, he was completely against Bitcoin. Now it looks like he's changing a little bit. Now, I do believe in the very beginning, if he came out and said, I love Bitcoin, we're all for Bitcoin, Bitcoin is the best, what would the central bankers do? What would the deep state do? They would attack it like never before. If Trump says he hates it and he doesn't think Bitcoin is good, he likes the dollar, what do you think they're going to do? They're going to leave it alone. So really think about what's happening right now. And I do believe in the end, we will be moving away from the private West Central Bank. Everything is in motion right now. And in the end, we're going to see changes that no one would have ever believed was possible. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, clients and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now doing what they do best. And you need to remember something and remove your emotions. They cloud judgment. Because remember, what is this all about? What are we doing here? What is Trump doing? He is exposing the system to the people of this country. You might be awake. You might be pissed off. You might say enough is enough. But think about the rest of the country. They need to reach the precipice. The country needs to reach the precipice, because this is about exposing and making the people understand that the country is run by a criminal syndicate. If it's run by a criminal syndicate, they don't follow the freaking rule of law. So if they don't follow the rule of law, why is everyone expecting she's going to get disqualified? Hunter Biden's going to go to jail. Oh, we're going to get Joe Biden. He's going to be impeached. Really? Think about it for a second. The country is run by a criminal syndicate. The FBI is corrupt. The DOJ is corrupt. DHS is corrupt. Prosecutors, judges across the country are corrupt. How in the world do you think something's going to happen? It's not this part of the plan is to do what? To wake everyone up. Do you see the two-tier justice system? Do you see how they don't follow the rule of law? Do you see how they attack a political opponent? Do you see this? If you don't, I will give you more, because I'm going to show you who these people really are. That's what this is about. It's about bringing the people to the precipice so they finally wake out of their sleep. They wake up and they finally see it all. That's what this is about. So if you're expecting some type of miracle to happen at this point, it's not going to happen. Joe Biden isn't going to prison yet. Hunter Biden's not going to prison yet. Willis is not going to be taken off the case. The cases aren't just going to disappear. It's not going to happen. Because think about it. What are they trying to do? They're trying to stop Trump. And they're going to continue to do this because it's a criminal syndicate going after Trump. Actually, they're really coming after us. He's just in the way. So if you understand this and you understand we're in war, this is an information war. The war's not over. Actually, the war has just begun. Because now the deep state's going to really dig in. The deep state is not going to budge. They're going to attack and attack and attack and attack. And yes, it's going to get worse. This is how you bring the people to the precipice. Does Trump and the Patriots know this? Yes, they're leading them down this path. They want the people to see this. They want the people to see the open borders. They want the people to see the two-tier justice system. They want the people to see, look, they're going to bring us to war. They're going to destroy the economy. They're going to destroy the country. That's the whole point. Because how in the world are the people of this country, just walk around a little bit, how are they going to take it back if they don't get it? You might be getting it, but think about the rest of the people. They're not getting it yet. And yes, sometimes you really got to show them the darkness. You really need to show them exactly what's happening. And that's what people are going to experience. A lot of people have woken up. A lot of people already know this. You probably know this already. And yes, it's getting you pissed off. Other people are just waking up. They're starting to figure like, you know, I've been watching this on the fake news and I feel like they're not following the rule of law. I heard the case with Fannie Willis and I heard what was going on there. And how in the world isn't she disqualified? This makes no sense. Hey, you know, I heard the case with Biden and his classified documents. He knew he had classified documents. He was reading his classified documents to the ghostwriter. How isn't he brought up on charges? But they're going after Trump. You see, people now are starting to say something doesn't seem right. What's going on here? And just like the borders, the people see the open border and they say, well, wait a minute. What's going on here? This is a complete and utter disaster. A lot of other people, like the Democrats, they're saying, you know something? I don't see a problem yet. I'm not seeing it. What are you talking about? Wait until there's more events. Wait until you see, as things progress here, how people are going to react. So remove emotion. It clouds judgment. Remain calm. This is part of the plan to take the country back. Remember, there's an insurgency happening in this country. It's the deep state that is coming for all of us. When I say they're coming for all of us, that's what the insurgency is. That's why they're bringing the illegals. Yes, I know there's many other agendas associated with it. But think about it. This is their army. They're coming after the people of this country. Trump is building, and he has been building, the counterinsurgency. The counterinsurgency takes time. It was easy to get the military on his side. All he needed to have is the deep state to do what they do best. They cheated in the election because they knew if Trump stayed in power, it would be game over. So he was expecting them to cheat. He knew they were going to overthrow the United States government, and he needed the military to come and be activated. The longer part of this is getting the people. He needs to get the people. Actually, if you look at Andrew Jackson, this is what Andrew Jackson did. And actually, if you look at Trump back in 2016, 2017, he actually spoke in front of Andrew Jackson's house. So he knew that he had to get the people. But to get the people, he just couldn't say, by the way, you know, if you don't vote for me, they're going to destroy the country. If you don't vote for me, they're going to have open borders. If you don't vote for me, they're going to destroy the economy. If you don't vote for me, we're going to be in nuclear war. Would anyone believe it? Would anyone go, hey, oh my God, you know what? Is that true what you're saying? Then I should vote for you. He knew that wasn't going to happen. He knew the people weren't going to be convinced. The only way to convince the people is to show the people. And when I mean show the people, I mean show the people. Show them what's going on. That's what you're experiencing right now. This has always been going on. He just accelerated and lifted the veil. Now you see it. Actually, all your friends, your cousins, your brothers, sisters, all the people that don't believe, they are now seeing it. Now, they might not believe at this point. Some people do. But as the economy breaks down, as we have additional events in this country, and we go to war, and of course, everyone's going, I don't see war. I don't see this happening. Well, those people are going to wake up. Again, I'm saying it. You're probably not believing it. But again, you're going to see it actually happen. Just like if I told everyone back in 2017, 2018, oh, by the way, for 2020, this is what's going to happen. They're going to release a virus because they're going to have to cheat in the election. And you're going to have to wear a mask. You're going to have to close all the businesses. You won't be going to school. Your kids won't be going to school. You'll stay in your house. And they'll tell you you're going to have to stay there for 12 years until they come up with some type of cure. No one would believe that. But if you actually see it and you experience it, then you believe it. So that's what's happening right now. The criminal syndicate is corrupt. It's the mafia. They're running the system. And yes, they blackmail judges. They bribe judges. And yes, they will do what they're being told to do. Now, a lot of people saying, why can't we just stop this? How would you like this stopped? How would you like the FBI to be arrested? How would you like the DOJ to be arrested? Ask yourself that simple question. Who would stop this? Think about it for a second. Who is going to stop it? I mean, this is the big question, right? Why doesn't anyone do anything about this? This is ridiculous. Well, let's see. If Biden is part of it, Kamala Harris is part of it. If the DOJ is part of it, The FBI is part of it. DHS is part of it. You have the corrupt judges that are part of it. Corrupt prosecutors are part of it. Who's going to stop it? Really think about this for a second. So when you really get the answer, you will know who's going to stop it. The answer is the people of this country. The answer is the backing of the military. That's who's going to stop it. Now, again, to stop it, they're not going to march into D.C. They're not going to bring in the tanks and the helicopters and march in there and throw people out. That's not how this country runs. And the people wouldn't have learned a lesson. They wouldn't know how to take it, the country back, and they wouldn't know how to keep it. Just like if you're losing weight. If you lose weight by cheating, by maybe taking a pill or a drug or something, you actually really don't know how to lose weight. And that's why most of the people gain it back later on. But if you work out, you change your eating habits, you eat right, and you understand, wow, it took all this work to lose this weight, most of the people keep it off because you've learned something. You've learned, this is what I had to do to get to here. The same thing with the country. The people are learning what freedom really is. Do you like your freedom? Do you want your freedom? If you do, then fight. And I don't mean fight physically. Fight against these people. Use information. Vote when the time comes. That's what this is all about. Yes, we will have the arrests. Yes, we will have the tribunals. Yes, once we take control and the people send a clear message, which I do believe is going to be heard around the world. Because again, if you have the majority of the people on Trump's side, that is a shot around the world. It's that the deep state will hear the thunder. The deep state will see the people and they will understand that they have lost. But that doesn't mean they don't give up. That means they're going to try to take back the power. But again, once Trump knows that he has the people, once Trump knows that he has the people on his side, nothing can stop this. Nothing. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about the Boeing whistleblower who died suspiciously. And most likely it is not a suicide because he was exposing what Boeing was doing. And what's very interesting is that the whistleblower said to his friend before his death, if anything happens to me, it's not suicide, which tells you everything you need to know. And there is an investigation going on right now. But once again, I do believe that this person was taken out because remember, the criminal syndicate, they play dirty and they don't want people, you know, going out there telling everyone their secrets. And this has to do with corporations. This has to do with the corrupt system in D.C. and everywhere else. Now, what's very interesting, like we discussed before, the criminal syndicate is running the system right now. Trump and the Patriots want everyone to see this. This doesn't mean the Patriots aren't in control. Remember, Trump has the military behind him. He keeps telling everyone that he has the real generals. He has the real military. He doesn't have the TV generals. Those are just the TV people that, you know, are the advisors to the resident. He has the actual military with him. So Trump, he needs everyone to see how dirty and how corrupt the system is and what the criminal syndicate really is. And I think everyone could really see this when Special Counsel Hur did his investigation with Biden and actually how Biden has been lying to the people. And remember, the internet is forever. And Trump, he put this out on Truth, showing Joe Biden lying to the people, saying that you can guarantee it. I do not share classified information, except Special Counsel Hur kind of countered everything that he said. Take a listen.
Thank you, everyone. I did not share classified information. I did not share it.
With your ghostwriter.
With my ghostwriter, I did not. Guarantee you did not.
We also identified other recorded conversations during which Mr. Biden read classified information aloud to his ghostwriter.
And that should tell you everything you need to know. So If that is the case, if Biden knew he was reading classified information to the ghostwriter, then Biden knew he had classified information because it's marked classified. So how in the world didn't special counsel her press charges against Biden? Think about it for a second. Why didn't he do it? Oh, is this showing people the two-tier justice system? Of course it is. And the other thing we could see is that the House, they were put into place, the Patriots there. I'm not talking about the Rhinos. I'm not talking about the D's because that's the Uniparty. I'm talking about MAGA. They have been inserted into the House to expose Biden. If you really look at it, who's exposing Biden? Who's showing everyone the crimes that he has committed? Who's showing everyone that he's been lying to the American people? It's the MAGA people. It's not the Rhinos. It's not the D's. And why do you think Biden wants to stop this? They never wanted this information out there. They never wanted people to know about this. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Why do you think Hunter Biden didn't testify in public yet? Remember, he was telling everyone, that's what I want to do. I want to testify in public. I want to tell people my story. But now he's rejecting it. Why? Think about it for a second. Remember, this is about exposing the criminal syndicate. Right now, even if arrests were made or they charged these, what do you think the DOJ was going to do with all of this? What do you think the judges in D.C., do you really think there was going to be a fair trial? Do you really think that this would go the way you thought it was going to go? No, you need to clean house. But before you clean house, what do you got to do? You got to make everything public. You need the people to understand. You need to show the people the truth about it. Because once the people know, they realize we need to clean house. We need to get rid of all these people. And the only way to do this is to vote in the people. And I don't mean install them. I mean the people need to vote in those people that are going to clean house. And the only way to do that is to have a fair election, which means we can't use the deep state election system. So that's where all this is headed. And this is why 2024 is the most important election. This is the final battle. And with this final battle, we need an election that is controlled by the patriots, where everyone's vote is heard. I do believe Trump, the patriots, they already have this laid out. And yes, the deep state players, they're heading down this path. Now, what's very interesting is we could see that the House and the Patriots, they're continually exposing the crimes of Biden. Paul Sperry put this out and said, interesting that Biden added to his legal defense team the Obama DOJ official David Laufman, who headed DOJ's counterintelligence section, which enforces the Foreign Agents Registration Act. There's ample evidence Biden and son violated FARA. Laufman weaponized FARA versus Trump advisors. So this is all coming back to haunt Biden. Yes, this is the exposure phase. This is not the justice phase yet. People need to understand that, yes, they are corrupt. I do believe Obama will be brought into focus and people will start to learn that he is corrupt. And people will start to learn that he was actually orchestrating the 16-year plan. That is the destruction of this country. Remember, it's infiltration. So basically, people are going to start to learn, wait a minute, he's the one who wanted all this? He was lying to us saying, oh, he's following the Constitution. We got to do this. We got to. Behind the scenes, he was actually destroying the country. And now people, they're starting to really wake up at what's going on, especially with the borders. People are starting to see the borders is a national security threat. With Rasmussen polls, we could see that the Black, Hispanic, they're on the side of Trump, close the border, secure the border. The people of the country are saying, yes, it's a national security threat. Even the D's are coming on board now saying, yes, it's a national security threat. Once you show the people then react and the people use common sense. And that's what Trump keeps saying. It's common sense, especially when people see crimes, especially when they see their resources being used. People start to say, you know something, this is not good. This doesn't make any sense anymore. And when you start to talk to your friends, your cousins, your brothers, your relatives, and everything else, and everyone starts to speak to each other, people say, you know something, I agree with you. This is not right. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, that makes no difference. It's common sense. But as every day that passes, you can see more and more of the crimes that are being conducted by these illegals. And it's pissing people off. They're getting very, very angry right now. And Wokeness put this out and said, an illegal from Haiti has been charged with raping a disabled girl. He was let in under a Biden administration program which allows 30,000 illegals in every month from Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba. Corey Alvarez, 26, flew to New York in June. Recently, he was under this Biden DHS program. 138,000 Haitians have been let in since last year. They were all given legal status. So they came in illegally. They weren't really vetted. And this person raped a disabled girl. Think about it. Is Biden ever going to say her name? Again, this disabled girl, she's not going to be able to live her life because Biden allowed this person to come into this country. And if you notice, the deep state players, they only amplify what they want. Anything else, they keep to the side, which tells you everything you need to know. They don't care about the American people. If you're thinking that they're going to care about the American people, well, stop. They only care about their foot soldiers. They only care about the people that they need to fight the American people. That's why they hooked into the trans community. They know they're unbalanced. They know they have mental problems. They know they're on medication. They're easily controlled. They brought in the illegals. Not because, hey, we love this country and we want to assimilate like they say. No, they brought in the illegals to battle the American people. They can't stand the American people. They only like American people if you agree with them. If you go against them, they can't stand you. They want you destroyed. If you think of it in these terms, it all starts to make sense. And everything else becomes much, much clearer. Especially when you look at the human trafficking, child trafficking. Because remember, they're bringing all these people in. They're doing it right in front of everyone's faces. Remember when their big thing was, oh, look at the cages. Oh, my God. I remember Obama set those up. Look at the cages. Trump is putting these illegals into cages. Well, here we have child trafficking, human trafficking. These children are being sent all over the country. Do you hear anyone saying anything? No, they're saying absolutely nothing. Are they concerned about the girl who is disabled who got murdered? Are they concerned about the college student who was jogging? No, this tells you everything you need to know. And actually, during a hearing in Congress, we had a representative ask HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra a specific question. He said, do you have any idea what percentage of unaccompanied illegal alien children are placed in the home of someone who is not legally present in the country? And of course, the HHS Secretary Xavier Becerra says, I couldn't tell you that. So wait a minute. They're taking the children, they're putting them into homes, and they're not vetting to see if the person's here illegally? Are they vetting them to see if they're criminals? Are they doing anything? Probably not. Because remember, you're witnessing child trafficking. That's what you're witnessing. And again, what if you're trafficking children, would you care if the person's illegal? Would you care if the person's a criminal? No, you wouldn't, because they're part of the criminal syndicate. And remember, think about Haiti. Think about all the children there. Think about all the money that was spent there. Do you really think it was there? All the money was there to help Haiti after the earthquake? No, they tricked the American public. Clandestine put this out on X and said, flashback 2010. The Clinton Foundation were in charge of the 13 plus billion in aid to rebuild Haiti. Bill Clinton used the phrase, build Haiti back better. The Haiti people never saw that money. And now their country is ruled by cannibal gangs. This is what the Dems mean. And he's absolutely right. And the people now, they understand that, hey, there's child trafficking, there's human trafficking, and they're starting to see the deep state very, very clearly. They're starting to see the criminal syndicate very, very clearly. And like we said from the very beginning, people want the borders closed now. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said 81% of black voters and 79% of Hispanic and other race voters say it is important that the government stops illegal immigration. Then Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, taking Trump out of it, 50% of votes say they trust congressional Republicans on border security. Only 37% trust Biden or congressional Democrats. I think that tells you everything you need to know. And all these people that are coming into this country, you can see that they're going to be causing problems in this country. And what's very interesting is since we have major, major problems in Haiti, it looks like the Biden administration, they're planning to use Guantanamo Bay as a processing center for Haitian migrants. So they're going to bring them there first. Do you think this is going to be the children, the women, where they're setting them up to be trafficked into the United States? Yes, I do believe there will be, you know, military age men, but I think most of these individuals, because I think that's what Haiti was used for, I think we all understand that, it was used to traffic children for the pedophilia network. I do believe that's what this is going to be used for. So if you really look at this, Joe Biden, he actually worsened the Haiti chaos by facilitating middle class migration. So the Haiti's government has collapsed 3 years after Joe Biden's pro-migration deputies began facilitating the migration of critical reserves of better educated Haitians, including policemen and politicians. Haiti's 10,000-man national police lost 1,600 police in 2023. Many of them came to the U.S. through this program. And they've been losing more and more of these individuals. So if you're reducing the police force, can other people take over the country? Absolutely. And what's very interesting is Mayor Eric Adams, he is telling the Haitian migrants to come to New York. He says, "We call New York City the Port-au-Prince of America. We feel the pain our Haitian neighbors feel as the situation grows dire. To the people of Haiti and our own Haitian community here in New York City, know that we stand with you today and always." So is he telling them, hey, send the children here, send the women here? It's starting to seem that way. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "Hundreds of thousands of people are pouring into our country from Haiti. They're headed to Florida. But don't worry, Crooked Joe Biden has everything totally under control. MAGA." And yes, what are the people experiencing? They're experiencing an open border. Do you like the open border? No, you don't. How about all the other people that aren't awake? Well, as they become awake, they're starting to realize open borders aren't good. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about false flags and how the next false flag might be with a drone. And what's very interesting is that the DOD officials, and by the way, Senator Ted Budd put this out, DOD officials have admitted that thousands of drones are crossing the southern border every month. They say it's a threat to our homeland, and it's skyrocketing. So they're realizing that there are a lot of drones being flown into this country, and it looks like it's a lot of the cartels. They're using drones to transport drugs across the border. And I wouldn't be surprised if other drones, much larger drones, are being flown into this country for other reasons. Because, again, if these drones can fly into this country and nobody's stopping them, why isn't anyone stopping them? Oh, that's right. It's a criminal syndicate. They're not going to stop it. Remember, their plan is to destroy the country. Trump's plan is to wake you up with this. So when you look at this, you understand why all of this is happening. And the people, they're learning that open borders is not the way to go. Actually, Lara Loomer, she put out a really incredible video that shows all the illegals coming in, all the gang members, the cartels. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. You could see it as clear as day, and they're continually bringing in these people, and these are the people that are infiltrating our country. And remember, these people are being sent to where? Sanctuary cities. Sanctuary city is a safe haven for their foot soldiers. The rule of law does not apply to them. That's why when they come in, they're given legal status. That's why they're released with a cash bail. If you notice, they set all this up before all of this even happened, because they realized the people that they were bringing in, they were going to be criminals. They're going to be people from the insane asylums. They're going to be people from the prisons coming from Venezuela, coming from Haiti, coming from all the other countries. And they're not going to be upstanding citizens. So the prisons would become overcrowded, wouldn't they? And you don't want your foot soldiers in prison. So what you got to do? You got to set up a certain mechanism to release them very, very easily. Plus, you need to keep them very, very happy, and you need them to steal and pillage and loot in this country to keep them paid. That's pretty much what they're doing. Because remember, they don't care if they destroy the cities. They don't care if people get hurt, because remember, their entire objective is to destroy the country. So would they really care about the American people? Absolutely not. And Trump, the Patriots, they know this. They want the people to see this. They want the people to experience this firsthand. How much are you going to take until you say enough is enough? How much are you going to sit there and do nothing? A lot of people are starting to push back. A lot of people are starting to protest. A lot of people are waking up. And yes, this has to continue to happen, just like it continued to happen with the fake news. Remember, we're in an information war. So you're seeing information. You're watching it. You're experiencing it. And when people saw the fake news lying to them, what did they do? They said, I'm not listening to you anymore. This is why the percentage of people listening to the fake news is continually declining. So since that is declining and the deep state players can't control the flow of information, they can't control the narrative because they don't have control of the people, what do they got to do? They got to do something else. They need to control information. And I do believe this is one of the reasons why they decided to pass the TikTok ban legislation. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots will most likely use this against them in the end. But again, they're going to attempt to use this to try to control information. Now, Charlie Kirk, he believes that, yes, it's good to have this bill, because when he read it, it says they're going after TikTok. But when you look closer and closer at the bill, you see there's certain points where they can use it against X or Rumble. But let me just tell you what Charlie Kirk says. I've been listening to and observing what many different people I respect have to say about the TikTok bill. After serious thought, I've concluded that TikTok sucks and should either one be banned or, if China agrees to divest, to be sold to a trustworthy non-woke company like Rumble. I agree with that. I do believe this bill was put into place to force the sale of TikTok because there's a threat that TikTok will be banned. So that will most likely force them to do what? Probably sell it to an American company. And we see Mnuchin and we see Rumble going after TikTok right now. Let me continue. TikTok's algorithm spreads poison, destroys the mental well-being of young people and turns 130 million phones into spy devices of the CCP. Based on my own reading of its content, this bill does not seem to put Rumble or X in any real threat. If that changes, or if I get additional information, I reserve the right to change my mind. The timing of the bill and Washington's sudden urgency to pass it are suspicious, I admit, but the text of the bill seems to put sufficient checks on executive power. Any ban of an app is subject to judicial review, and the bill uses a very specific definition of an adversarial country, one which will preclude punishing Rumble's Canadian roots or banning X because it carried a small Saudi investment. Ban TikTok or, a secondary option, force China to sell it, which I do believe that's the intent. And yes, there is judicial rule to actually have checks and balances, but when you read the bill, and it depends who controls Congress, that's how you control what's going on. And again, right now, the control is with the Patriots. And I do believe, since the Patriots have that control, the bill will work in the favor of MAGA. So, and those people that are taking back the country. Clandestine put this out and said, we are in the middle of an information war that we are winning. And Republicans want to give Biden the power to label Elon Trump as under control of foreign person or entity, forcing them to sell Truth Social and X just in time for the election. So he highlights a section here, a person subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity described in subparagraph A and B. So basically, they want this to happen. They want to say, hey, look, Russia, Truth Social is being controlled by a foreign adversary. X is being controlled by a foreign adversary. So now we can take this, we can go to judicial review, and they can review it, and then we could see if this is true or not. I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing is, number one, they're forcing the sale of TikTok, trying to gain control of that. As long as the Patriots are in control to block certain things, I do believe this can then be used against the deep state players. Because if there is election interference and YouTube, Instagram, Facebook are involved, like Trump says, Facebook, that's the biggest threat. And you prove that there was foreign influence with these platforms. Does this bill help Trump in the end? I do believe it does. And I do believe this is the direction that we're heading in. But the other thing that just came out, which is absolutely incredible, and this was unanimous by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court ruled that members of the public can, in certain cases, sue government officials who block or mute them on social media. The justices determined that whether a lawsuit is justified will depend on not only on who the blocker is, but whether they acted using an official account where government business is conducted. Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote in the ruling that the social media accounts can be viewed as official channels of communication when the user possessed actual authority to speak on the state's behalf and purported to exercise that authority. In some circumstances, she added, the post content and function might make the plaintiff's argument a slam dunk, such as when the account is marked as official. So right now, if they try to block anyone, well, you can sue. But again, think about what the deep state is doing right now. They're creating AI that they want to sell to the companies. They're going to use AI instead. Now, once again, it doesn't mean that there's going to be no government officials saying, you know, down this person or block or mute this person, which enables the people to actually sue. So actually, this is a benefit to the people. But again, the deep state players, they're always going to fight back. And they're going to continue to fight back because this is an information war. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they are winning the information war, because think about it. The ratings for the fake news have been declining. People are looking for alternative sources to understand what is going on, and which means they're not winning the information war. It means the Patriots have control over the information, and it doesn't take that long to debunk anything anymore, which is making it very, very difficult for the deep state players. Just like in Haiti, it's making it very difficult for them. And it looks like out in Haiti, one of the gang leaders, Barbecue, he is now threatening violence against the families of anyone who joins the Biden administration-backed transitional council. So these people are not with Biden. They're actually against Biden. So this is becoming very, very interesting in what's happening out in Haiti. And we'll have to watch Haiti because I think things are about to change and certain things are about to be exposed. And I think this is going to be very, very interesting as we move forward. If you notice, the storm is definitely building and people are getting a lot of information and people are starting to learn a lot as we go down this path. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see Israeli's prime minister, he's approved a plan for the military to go into Rafah in the southern Gaza Strip. And they're going to remove the Hamas terrorists. Now, you could see the deep state players, they're panicking over this, especially those installed individuals like Chuck Schumer. He is now saying that we need to remove Netanyahu. He no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. So are they panicking a little bit? It's starting to seem that way. And if he is now calling for the removal of Netanyahu, isn't that election interference? I do believe so. Richard Goldberg put this out on X and said, what a 24 hours. Biden gives Iran $10 billion. White House offers to meet with CAAR, CARE, in Chicago. Schumer calls for regime change in Israel. Biden imposes sanctions on more Israelis. All-out political warfare on our ally. Rewards for terrorists, their sponsors, and allies. Yeah. And a lot has been happening. And what's very interesting is that Obama, who's in the basement, is supporting Iran. And what's very interesting is that the House Republicans, led by Mike Waltz, they're insisting that John Kerry reveal specifics about his self-proclaimed shadow diplomacy with Iran during Trump's administration. So who put John Kerry up to this? I do believe this was Obama. He met with the Iranian foreign minister at the time. We've known about this, which violates the Logan Act. Remember the Logan Act, enacted in 1799 under John Adams, forbids private individuals from unauthorized communication with foreign governments in an attempt to shape that government's interactions with the United States. Now, has anyone really been brought up on charges? Very few people. But again, this is what they were doing. They were running a shadow government, and they were keeping in contact with all the different leaders around the world. And now we're moving into the insurgency part of it. But this reminds me of Post 947, March 15th, 2018. It says, Iran next, RT days after, RT Kenya, no coincidences, track important Muslim Brotherhood, boom. I do believe everything is leading up to Obama. Because Obama brought in all the Muslim Brotherhood people, Brennan and the rest. He's bringing in all these illegals, building up their army and infiltrating the country. This wasn't Biden's plan. He didn't hatch this plan. This was Obama when he came into power. He started the insurgency when he was sworn in, and he's continuing it to this day. And that's why Trump started the counterinsurgency, started the plan to counter everything that they are planning to do, and it's working. And the people are on Trump's side, and more people are going to be on Trump's side when all this is said and done, when we actually reach the precipice. We haven't reached the precipice. We're going to see dark days ahead. But again, this is part of the plan to wake the American people up and have the people stand there and say, enough is enough. We're taking the country back. You have removed our freedom. You're trying to bring us to war. You destroyed our economy. You're destroying our borders. We're seeing events. We've had enough. We've reached the precipice. We're taking back the country. That's where all of this is headed. It's headed all the way towards the 2024 elections. So these next 7 months are going to get worse and worse and worse, because sometimes you got to go through the darkness before you see the light. And that's what people are experiencing right now. It's got to get really, really dark, which means war is on its way. And we can see North Korea right now, they have debuted their most powerful tanks in the world, and they're showing them off. Remember, it's going to look like we're heading towards war. It's going to get very scary, just like COVID. Those people believed there was a real pandemic. They believed that the virus was so deadly that if they walked outside, they would just drop dead. War is going to feel the same exact way. Think about what they had to do with COVID. They had to show you the deaths. So what did the certain governors do? I think five of them. They threw sick people into nursing homes to kill them. Then they had to show you that people were dying in the hospital. So they paid the hospitals to say that everyone died from COVID. Then they had to show you that everyone was sick. So they used a fake PCR test. And they kept this going. And they made you scared by keeping the tickers on the news. And every day, all you saw was the count. And this is called brainwashing. So when we're heading to war and you see missiles flying to this country and you're seeing them being intercepted and you're seeing it every day, you think this is going to scare a lot of people? Absolutely. It's going to scare people that we're heading towards nuclear war, that war is heading this way. And when people are scared like that, they're going to have to make a decision. It's either you have peace or you have war. Either you go with Trump or you go with Biden, the fake news, and all the other people that are calling for war. We'll have to see how this all plays out. This will be very, very interesting. But the other thing that's very interesting is you could see that crime, it's completely and utterly out of control. Remember, the deep state players, they have their sanctuary cities. They defunded the police. They didn't want the police. And now as they bring in all the illegals, what are you seeing? You're seeing crime completely and utterly out of control, especially with no cash bail. So they're just releasing the criminals all over the place. And now we see a man, he was shot in the head in New York City in a subway station during rush hour. DC Drano responded to this and said, they put state troopers and National Guard troops in New York City subways and people are still getting shot in the head. It's the bail reform, idiots. Start locking up bad guys. Stop locking up good guys and watch the violence drop overnight. Well, what happens if everyone was carrying legally? What happens if people had a way to defend themselves? Do you think crime would go down? I do believe so. But think about this. And Wokeness put this out. New York City in 2020, defund the police. New York City in 2024, where's the NYPD? Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Unbelievable. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we've come to learn that the CIA was also involved in January 6th. And Judicial Watch, they received 88 pages of ATF records from the DOJ in a lawsuit that show that the CIA deployed personnel to D.C. on January 6, 2021. So the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, the records include a series of text messages under the heading January 7th Intel Chain, in which two separate references to participation by the CIA are made. One states that two CIA bomb techs are assisting with a pipe bomb scene on New Jersey and D Street, SC. Another references several CIA dog teams on standby. These striking records show the CIA resources were deployed in reaction to the January 6th disturbance. I didn't know the CIA can operate on U.S. soil. I thought that was the FBI's job. So the CIA was involved in all this. Very, very interesting. The entire January 6th insurrection against Trump is falling apart. And actually now the people are seeing that, let's see, the FBI, DOJ, CIA, Nancy Pelosi, and many others were involved in actually having an insurrection against Trump. They overthrew the United States government. They overthrew the duly elected president. That's what they did. And what they had to do is they had to cover up all the evidence. Why do you think they destroyed everything? Why didn't they publish all the different emails that exonerated Trump and their investigations and their hearing recordings and transcript? Because once again, they're covering up their insurrection. And I think people are starting to really get this. Just like people are starting to understand what happened with Fani Willis. I mean, did people really think that she was going to be disqualified? Did anyone really believe that with all the testimony going against her, that she was going to be disqualified with a corrupt system? The judge was corrupt. Do you really think he was going to say, this case is gone? Come on. Remember, the system is a criminal syndicate. It's like the mafia running a town. The mafia doesn't go after their own unless those people go against them. So they're not going to take out their own if they're trying to take out Trump. Remember, their entire mission is to stop Trump. So no matter what evidence you produce, no matter what happens, you will not stop them. But I don't think that was Trump's move. I think he wanted to show the people, look how corrupt the system is. Look at it. Look what they just did. All the evidence was completely against her. Actually, the judge, he actually donated to Fannie Willis. I mean, really think about this. But Patriots Aren't Control put this out, shows then and now. Washington Post, When Fani Willis took the stand, her fury was precise and laser-focused. Now, Fulton County DA Fani Willis must step aside or remove special prosecutor in Trump case. So what do you think she's going to do? Do you think she's going to drop the case? Or do you think they're going to have Wade removed? Maybe he'll resign. Maybe she will say, you're out of here. But it makes no difference because that's exactly what happened. What happened was Nathan Wade resigned. The case is going to continue. But I do believe Rasmussen Reports says it perfectly. Perjury is fun and easy to do. Most courts are a joke and out to screw you. Absolutely. And Marjorie Taylor Greene confirms that, yes, the judge, Judge McAfee, worked for Fani Willis and donated to her campaign and has now ruled that Fani can keep prosecuting Trump, but only if she removes her lover, Nathan Wade, which she absolutely does. So Curtis Hoke put this out, and this sums up everything that we've been seeing in the past couple of years. And you'll understand how corrupt it really is. So if I have this right, Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee decided to pull a James Comey, a Robert Mueller, and a Robert Hur, writing a ruling saying Willis and Nathan Wade are guilty as hell, have no ethics, and aren't good role models, but she can stay. Think about it. Remember, they had to do something. They had to make it look good. And they said, okay, one of you got to go. That's how they solved it. So Nathan Wade, he resigned from the case against Trump, and the case will now continue. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, this is great news since it keeps the GA 2020 election fraudster spotlight, and they hate it. So, yes, this is going to put the spotlight back on the election fraud, the rigging of the election. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they needed to show the American people, look, it's corrupt. The whole system is corrupt. It's all over the place, not just in D.C. Do you see it now? Do you actually really see it? And I think people are really starting to see it right now. Trump, he put this out and said, the things that took place at the Manhattan DA's office in conjunction with people from the DOJ put in charge of getting Trump are truly a sight to behold. They illegally withheld thousands of pages of documents. Then you have the really shady Pomerantz issue. And wow, people have never seen anything like this one. This will make Fani and her lover look like small potatoes. Trump is pointing out to everyone, look at the corruption. Look how bad it really is. And look how they're doing whatever they possibly can to go after Trump. They're not following the rule of law. They don't care about the rule of law. They don't care if the judge is compromised. They don't care if the judge has donated to the person that's on trial. They don't care about that. Their mission is to get Trump, period, the end. Trump is showing everyone the entire corrupt system. And I do believe people can see it very, very clearly. And you know what else people could see? The people can see the uniparty. I think it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And I do believe we have a separation now. We have the D's and the rhinos. They're together. That's the uniparty. And then we have MAGA. So those are the two parties right now. Actually, it reminds me of Andrew Jackson when he created a party. That's very interesting. But Emeril Robinson put this out and said, the GOP is working with the Democrats and the FBI to stop Trump from winning in the 2024 in such an obvious way now that it's putting America's political system in serious peril. Once people understand that our two-party system is just one-party system, that time has come. And she's absolutely right. People now see it. And since people are seeing the corruption, people are seeing all this, and people understand what's happening, do you really think the deep state players are going to have the ability to cheat in the election and win? No, I don't believe they're going to have the ability. But I do believe they need someone in there that's halfway decent that actually can counter everything that Biden has done. Because remember, now people see Biden as the destroyer. They need someone in there halfway decent. Doesn't mean they have the popularity and they can win against Trump. They just need someone halfway decent to separate themselves from what Biden has done so far with the border and everything else. And I do believe that's why they're going to bring in the change of pattern. Now, of course, it'd be great if it was Biden, because this would be an easy win. His poll numbers are dropping like a rock. He can't really function in front of the people. He won't debate Trump. So would this be a very, very easy win for Trump? Yes. Would people want Biden out and would they come to the side of Trump? Absolutely. So do you think the deep state actually wants that? Or do they need to change course and bring in someone halfway decent? Doesn't mean that they are now polling above Trump, because nobody is. Michelle Obama's not. Gavin Newsom isn't there. I mean, Michelle is above Newsom. But again, they just need someone halfway decent, halfway clean, that can actually separate themselves from the policies of Biden. I do believe that's why they're going to have a change of batter. But you could see that in the end, they know that they won't be able to cheat because they have their internal polls. And they're going to try to probably shut down communications, make sure people can't get to the internet somehow, some way. And what's very interesting is we know that there was an internet outage in Africa, and it looks like it was because of a subsea cable, and they reported a failure all of a sudden. It's funny how we're getting the cell towers, you know, the cellular service, their failures over there. We're getting failures of internet going out. It's just amazing how all of a sudden this is happening as we approach the 2024 election. But Elon Musk, he responded to this and said, Starlink still works. And yes, Starlink is not affected by any of this, which is very, very interesting. So I do believe in the end, the deep state players, they're going to try to the very end to try to control information. But I do believe the Patriots, Trump and the Patriots, they have countermeasures all in place. And they're leading the deep state players down this path. And as they go down this path, it will allow them to do the things that need to be done and show the people the actual criminal syndicate. And the people, they will rise up and go against the deep state players in the end. And I do believe Trump will allow everyone to have their vote, and the people, they will vote for Trump, and this will be the shot heard around the world. And I do believe the people around the world are going to hear the thunder. They're going to hear it, because Trump won't just win by a little. He's going to win by a lot. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out, by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, clients, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.